to the latest version of The Owl and the Bunny. Now I want you to lay back, close your eyes, while I tell you a story.
Our story begins on a chilly autumn's morning. The leaves had turned a deep golden brown, many of which had abandoned their respective trees and now scattered the woodland floor, creating a crunchy carpet for all who walked upon it. The warmth of the summer was beginning to retreat, making way for the winter months ahead. A spider's web delicately tied between two small branches glistened and shone, the dew hanging precariously from its tiny lines. It was on this cold November morning that a tiny grey rabbit slowly made her way along the floor. She hopped between the trees and bushes, little black nose twitching rapidly, sniffing inquisitively, big flopsy ears constantly moving as she listened to the woodland chorus that rang out. Her fur was soft and smooth to the touch, and she moved silently as her little pink squish bean paws landed with a soft thump between hops. To the untrained eye, everything would have appeared peaceful and calm in that small leafy glade. The woodland was quiet save for the chirps and chatter of the local wildlife, the occasional cracking of twigs as the larger, less dainty animals went about their daily routines, but if you listened ever so closely, you just might have been able to make out the sound of gentle sobbing. Now, to most of the creatures that called this place their home, that tiny little sound would have been completely lost to them. Such a small voice, competing against so many others. But high up in the wooded canopy, something was watching closely and listening with great interest. With eyes wide and bright, there he sat, still as a statue, as the crying little bunny hopped and bounced beneath him on the leaf-coated ground. Far below his lofty perch, the delicate little creature went about her business, unaware that she was being watched. From one bush to another she moved, pausing each time to raise her head and sniff the air. Then her nose would drop, plunging into the foliage, where some intense sniffling would then take place. A few moments passed, more hippity hops, ever twitching booble snoof, occasionally broken only by the sound of the soft sobs. Finally, the watcher in the treetops made his move. Ever so slowly and in complete silence, he extended his large feathered wings. Unblinking eyes, never losing sight of the little tiny bunny. Elegantly, he took flight, gliding towards the woodland floor below, before landing with a soft patter on a small fallen branch directly in front of the little rabbit. Startled at its sudden appearance, the small woodland creature froze, ears pricked up directly, teary eyes wide with concern.
What do you want?
Please don't eat me, she pleaded in a whispered, trembling voice.
Eat you? Why would I want to eat you, little one?
Seeing that she was afraid, he folded his large wings tightly against his body and lowered the stance in an attempt to seem less threatening. Before she could respond to his question, he spoke once more.
Do not be afraid of me. I mean you no harm. I've been watching you, and I heard you sobbing. Tell me, rabbit, what troubles you?
The bunny seemed to relax slightly, letting out a breath that she didn't even realise that she'd been holding during this entire encounter. She looked at the leaf-covered ground before opening her mouth to speak. I can't find my family, she said, her voice barely more than a whisper. I'm all alone and I'm afraid. I just want to go back to my nice cosy warren. As she finished her sentence, her eyes began to well up once more, breath quickening as another tiny sob escaped from her throat.
What is your name, little one?
I'm called Hannah. Hannah Booplehop.
She paused for a moment, head tilting slightly as she considered her words.
I don't even know what you are.
Well, it is nice to meet you, Miss Booplehop. I am an owl. We are known to be wise and thoughtful. Perhaps I can help you somehow.
Hearing these words, Hannah allowed an ever so slight smile to creep over her face. Up until this moment, she had been wandering the woods alone for many hours, becoming increasingly more lost with each passing hop. She had always been an inquisitive little rabbit, and when her mother told her not to wander far from the warren, she had scoffed, confident in her ability to find her way back. That seemed like such a long time ago now, and all she wanted was to curl up with her brothers and sisters, nestled in her cosy little home. Do you think you could help me find a way home, Mr. Owl? Asked Hannah, eyes wide with anticipation.
Well, I can't rightly leave you here all on your own, can I? That would go against the Woodland Code, after all. We must all look out for one another. Tell me, Miss Pooplehop, what does your home look like?
Hannah closed her eyes, imagining the glade she had grown up in. As she did this, her small fluffy head wrinkled and her nose twitched.
Well, I live in a burrow, dug into the side of a small, grass-covered hillside, she exclaimed, eyes remaining closed as she recalled her home. Good, keep going. What else do you remember? Tell me what you see around your burrow, Miss Booblehop. The more you can tell me, the sooner we can get you home.
There's a large fallen tree there. I would climb on it and play with my brothers and sisters while the warm breeze would drift down that hill. Always looked like the grass was dancing when the wind would blow. Hannah's little cottontail gave a quick shake with excitement as she remembered the good times she had enjoyed in that quiet glade under the summer sun. And I think there was a stream nearby too. We weren't allowed to go play there as Mother told us it was dangerous. But I quietly followed her one day, so I know it's there.
That is good, Miss Pooplehop. I am sure we will have you home in a viscous shake. You will see your family again, and this will be nothing more than an exciting tale of adventure for you to share with the others, said the owl as he gazed at his little furry friend.
With that, the unlikely pair were ready to set forth on their journey that would see the bunny reunited with her family. The sun had begun its climb farther into the sky as it chased the previous night's darkness from the woodland. The long shadows cast by the light of dawn were growing shorter, and it somehow made the entire place seem less ominous. Set to the backdrop of a crisp blue sky, the rays of sunlight found their way through the canopy. Radiant light spilled onto the leafy floor below. Hannah closed her eyes for a moment and felt the warmth being cast upon her. She raised her head slightly, tiny twitching nose pointed upwards as she took a breath of the crisp morning air. For a brief moment, she almost forgot about her entire predicament. A tiny smile began to creep across her face. As she opened her eyes once more, she saw that the owl was looking at her quizzically, his head tilted ever so slightly to the left.
I was just...
Before she could finish her sentence, the owl spoke once more.
No need to explain, Miss Pooplehop. It is some important that we enjoy the small moments in life, no matter how fleeting they may be.
Hannah nodded in agreement, her large ears flopping dramatically forward as she did so.
I must leave you for a time, little one, but don't be afraid. I will return very soon.
Hannah scowled slightly upon hearing this.
Leave? But why? I thought you were going to help me.
She could feel the emotions begin to build once again. It started in the very bottom of her tiny fluffy belly and would creep its way up her throat, and before she could do anything about it, the tears would come. She didn't want to cry though. That had got her nowhere in the last couple of hours, so instead, she scrunched up her face and stamped her thumpers. That seemed to do the trick, at least for now anyway.
If I don't find out which way to go, we may end up further from your home, Miss Pooplehop. I will take to the skies and look for your hillside with the fallen tree, and then I will come straight back, yes?
This seemed to calm the little bunny, and with a tiny nod of her head, she agreed. With a large, exaggerated head movement only an owl could do, he nodded back to her before fully stretching his large feathered wings out. With a small hop and a jump, he was off, spiralling towards the roof of the woodland. Moments later, he was gone, leaving the small rabbit all alone once more. What to do now? Hannah plumped down with a gentle thud as she prepared to wait. A moment or two passed before she heard a familiar sound. From her fuzzy little tummy, there was a definite grumble and a rumble. She was hungry. Casting her eyes around, she noticed a bush covered in tiny red berries. They weren't her favourite, and would be barely more than a snack, but she had to eat something. With outstretched paws, Hannah made her way towards the food. Gently, she plucked the berries from the branches and hungrily swallowed them. Little did she know, deeper into the woods, amidst some thick brambles, a large pair of bright yellow eyes were watching her every move. Following her light snack, Hannah made her way to a nice crunchy pile of leaves before setting her little cottontail down. She sighed slightly, scanning the skies for her new winged friend. Where is he? She thought to herself. After what felt like forever, there was a rustle from above, and suddenly, the owl was back once more. His talons made a loud clicking sound as they gripped a nearby branch. I was starting to think you'd forgotten all about me, said Hannah, trying her best not to sound worried.
I am sorry it took so long, Miss Bubblehop. The woodland is very big, and I had many places to check.
So, did you find it? Did you find my home? She said expectantly, with eyes wide and large ears pointing straight up.
Small burrow in the side of grassy hill, with an old fallen down tree nearby.
I did, little one.
The words had barely even left his beak before the little bunny began excitedly hopping around in small circles, cottontail shaking and whiskers twitching.
Miss Bubblehop, I need you to listen to me very carefully.
With that, Hannah stopped her hippity hops and turned to face the owl. She could tell by the tone of his voice that he had something very important to say.
The way back home will not be easy. It seems you have travelled a great distance from your warren. I can get you there, but you need to do exactly as I say. Do we have an agreement?
Once more, Hannah found herself nodding, both worried and excited in equal measure at the words that she had just heard. What could be so dangerous, she thought to herself. Had the owl seen something bad?
Whatever it was, she knew that if it meant she got to snuggle up with it in her cosy warren once more, it would all be worth it. And besides, this would be an adventure that she could tell for years to come.
Very well, let us be off then, Miss Bubblehop.
And just like that, their grand adventure had begun. An owl and a bunny, who'd have ever thought such a pair would share a journey together? The grand adventure didn't quite turn out to be as exciting as the small bunny had hoped for. At least not yet, anyway. She followed the owl as he hopped across the forest floor, pausing occasionally while he took flight into the branches above. The woodland seemed so much larger than it used to be. So many unfamiliar sounds and smells all around.
It's a wonder that anyone finds anything in this place. It's too big, said the bunny absent-mindedly, almost unaware that she had even spoken out loud.
Everything around you is home to something, little one. This may not be familiar to you, but to some, it is all they have ever known. There are many...
The owl fell silent suddenly, his feathered head twisting to the side and tilting slightly as he looked off into the distance. Bunny followed suit, but found her view obstructed by a small fern. Upon realising this, she pricked her fluffy ears up straight and listened extra hard. The owl was still as a statue, his eyes unblinking as he watched something in the distance. Try as she might though, Bunny could hear nothing out of the ordinary, and she decided that she also needed to see. With a slight wobble, she slowly raised herself up onto her hind legs, her front paws dangling like tiny furry gloves as she stretched herself as tall as possible. She followed the owl's gaze and peered into the distant foliage. Her head furrowed as she concentrated hard, struggling to see anything out of the ordinary.
What can you see, Mr. Owl?
I'm not sure, Miss Bubblehop. Something is out there, though, and it seems to be following us.
Hannah felt a small shiver run down her back upon hearing this. It sounded ominous, and the smallest hint of fear began to creep back into the bunny's mind.
Let us go, little one. Stay close to me.
Hannah didn't need to be told twice. With a gentle thud, she dropped back onto her front legs and quickly hopped to the side of her winged friend. For the next little while, they moved in silence, the owl twisting and turning his neck periodically as he scanned the woodland around them. She still couldn't see or hear anything out of the ordinary, but that sense of anxiety was always there. As the bright winter sun slowly made its way across the sky above them, the shadows cast by the giant trees began to shorten. The woodland didn't seem as thick here, and it became much easier to navigate the maze of green. Bunny had slowly become aware of an occasional rumble in the distance. With each passing hop, it seemed to get louder. It was strange though. Sometimes there was no rumbles for a long amount of time, and then without warning, another one would appear. She wouldn't have to wait long before the source of these noises would be revealed. Without warning, the trees around them suddenly vanished. The bunny and the owl found themselves standing at the edge of a whole new sight, completely alien to the greens and browns that had surrounded them previously. Before them, stretching off as far as the eye could see, was a large, wide, grey material. Bunny extended one of her paws tentatively to touch this strange new sight. It felt hard and cold, rough against her delicate little squish beans.
What is it?
She asked inquisitively as she removed her paw from the mystery surface.
We need to be very careful here, Miss Bubblehop. Crossing this will be dangerous and you must move only when I tell you to.
The bunny peered into the distance once more, first to the left and then to the right.
It seemed simple enough.
A few quick hippity hops and they would be across, surely. Hannah put her most brave face on and looked at the owl before nodding sternly. Mr. Owl swiveled his head once more as he scanned for movement in the distance. All seemed still and peaceful. Even the other woodland creatures seemed to be quieter as they prepared for their crossing. Another beat passed before the silence was broken by the owl.
Go now, Miss Bubblehop. Do not stop until you have reached the other side.
With that, Hannah cautiously placed a paw on the rough surface, followed by another, and then another. Before she knew it, the crossing had begun. Her tiny heart was beating so fast, she could hear it grow louder with each passing hop. And so she moved forward earnestly, her eyes fixed on the destination ahead, and where the owl stood, waiting. With almost half of the crossing complete, and the end in sight, Hannah let out a small sigh of relief. She thought to herself that perhaps she had worried for nothing. No sooner had she thought this when her ears instinctively pricked up, detecting a new sound in the air. It was quiet, almost imperceptible, but she definitely heard something, and it had come from behind her.
Rabbit.
There it was again, slightly louder this time. Hannah stopped moving, her head spinning quickly to try and identify the source of this noise. Casting her gaze back to where she had just been a moment before, all appeared to be normal, and as she had left it.
Miss Bubblehop, you must cross now,
came the stern tone from the owl. As Hannah began to turn her head towards her winged companion, she paused once more, her view picking up a clear movement in her peripheral vision. Quickly, she swiveled, turning her entire body to face what was hiding amongst the trees.
I see your rabbit.
The voice was barely more than a whisper, and this time she was met with an unsettling sight. Looking back at her was a pair of bright yellow eyes, filled with cunning and malice. Hannah felt her heartbeat quicken once more as she stood there motionless, and unable to press forward.
She couldn't quite explain it, but every one of her senses told her that she was in great danger, that she should run as fast as her tiny legs would carry her. Yet try as she might, her body refused to move. Standing there, transfixed on these big yellow eyes, Hannah was frozen in fear.
"Come here, rabbit," came the voice.
As the words left this unfamiliar creature's mouth, Hannah saw sharp, glistening teeth shining despite the shade that was hiding its full form. "Why can't I move?" thought Hannah, eyes still transfixed on the eyes staring back at her. It was at this moment that the small bunny realised a second sound had appeared. That distant rumble she had heard earlier was growing louder and louder. Hannah knew that whatever this creature was, it meant her harm. If she turned her view from it, she was sure that it would strike. Perhaps that is why she felt frozen on this cold, grey surface, her mind willing her to move, but her body refusing to allow it.
"Run, little one! Run now!"
The voice of the owl broke the spell she found herself under, and with all her might she turned to face him. Quick as a flash, she forced herself onward, each hop bringing her closer to safety and farther from those terrible glowing eyes. But she had lingered for too long, and almost out of nowhere came a new threat. Hannah heard the rustling behind her and knew that whatever had been watching her was drawing closer. Before the bunny had time to even react, she was greeted with a terrifying new sight. Coming straight towards her loomed a gigantic beast, red and shining with bright glowing eyes, roaring from a hulking machine. It growled with an unnatural sound and was supported by thick black circular objects that were now thundering towards her at great speed. With lightning speed, the owl was in the air. Hannah didn't know what to do. Danger surrounded her everywhere and she felt her eyes begin to fill with tears. The creature that had been stalking her moved quickly and with an unsettling grace as it darted towards her, mouth opening, revealing two rows of terrible sharp teeth. Hannah held her breath and closed her eyes tight, tears spilling over and soaking the soft fur of her cheeks as she awaited her fate. Quick as a flash, she felt the impact as the breath was knocked from her small frame. She felt her tiny paws leave the hard surface below and for a brief moment felt entirely weightless. Her eyes were still scrunched tight as she heard noises from all around her as her torso was gripped tightly by whatever had hold. Moments passed and Hannah felt her squish beans once again make contact with something solid beneath her. Terrified as she was, she refused to make it easy for her captor. She began squirming and kicking furiously, eyes still firmly closed as she fought harder than she had ever done in her entire life. As the tiny bunny thrashed and kicked, she suddenly heard a familiar sound.
"Shh, it is okay, little one. I have got you."
Hannah stopped fighting, the adrenaline leaving her small body as quickly as it had arrived. She prepared to open her eyes, terrified at what she might see. Ever so slowly, she opened her peepers, the bright sunlight blinding her momentarily. As her eyes began to adjust, a large silhouette filled her field of view.
"Slowly, Miss Pupplehub, how do you feel?"
Hannah took a moment, purposefully stretching each of her legs out one by one. Her thumpers definitely still worked, that was for sure, although she did feel a little achy.
"What happened?"
Hannah asked, genuinely confused as she began to survey her surroundings.
Was she in a tree?
Was she the first bunny ever to be up so high? So many questions raced through her mind as she rolled over from her back onto her front.
"You just met a fox. It meant to eat you, little one."
The owl stood motionless as he watched the small bunny, concern washing over his feathered face. He no longer seemed as large and intimidating as he once had. Hannah was just considering this observation as the owl spoke once more.
"If you ever see that creature again, you must run faster than you have ever run before. Understood?"
Hannah nodded, somewhat distractedly, as her eyes were drawn towards the breathtaking view. She'd never seen the forest from this height before, and it looked so magical. Everything below seemed smaller and less frightening. Even the autumn winds felt a little fresher up here. This would surely make for an exciting tale to tell her brothers and sisters on that grassy hill she called home. Hannah the flying bunny that soared higher than any bunny ever had before. Without realising it, she let out a tiny chuckle at the thought of how it all sounded. It was just at that moment she also became aware of something else. The owl had not moved the whole time he'd been standing there, not even a little bit. There he stood, fixed to his perch, with those large claws, and even more oddly, it appeared he hadn't even noticed the tiny giggle she had just let out. Instead, he appeared distracted, his sharp curved beak biting at the feathers on one of his broad wings. Hannah sat for a moment watching him as his head dipped and bobbed. "I wonder what he's doing," she thought to herself.
"We should remain here for a while, Miss Bubblehop. I will go and find us some food."
And with that, the owl pivoted on the spot, and before she could even respond, he had hopped to a branch below, and then another, and again another. In all honesty, Hannah was actually quite glad to have the chance to rest. There had been a lot of excitement today, and her peepers were feeling a little heavy. Maybe a little nap would help before the final push home, she thought to herself. Ever so carefully, she moved to find a comfy spot. This branch was fairly thick and had an upward-facing ridge on one side, so it would be difficult to fall off unless you really tried. Hopping in a small circle, Hannah plumped herself down with a gentle thud. Her ears began to droop alongside her heavy little eyelids, and Hannah was moments from sleep when something caught her eye. Something that she had somehow missed when the owl was standing right beside her just moments before.
What in the hippity hop is that?
Just across from where she lay was a small damp area that was now partially covered with a dusting of crumpled feathers. Hannah took a few small hops towards this mysterious thing, her nose twitching rapidly as she sniffed at the air. It took a moment, but that smell was definitely familiar. It wasn't the kind of scent that reminded the bunny of happy memories, though. A slight metallic odour made its way into her nose, and her tiny heart was suddenly filled with worry. That was blood. Blood and feathers, and it was exactly where the owl had been standing before he left. The little bunny felt a chill run through her body. Was her friend hurt? Why hadn't he said anything? Was it serious? It hadn't even occurred to Hannah that the owl might have been injured after what had just happened. She felt a small seed of guilt plant itself in her fuzzy little tummy. "I didn't want anyone to get hurt," she whispered to herself. For what felt like a very long time, Hannah waited, her eyes scanning the forest floor below as she looked for her feathered friend. She just wanted to make sure he was alright and safe. Without even realising it though, the sleepy finally crept up and pounced. Her heavy little eyelids closed completely as she slipped into pleasant dreams of warm sunny days and cosy nights in the Warren. Hannah was eventually awoken by the clickety-clack sounds of her companion's talons on the branch. Sleepily opening her peepers, she was greeted with a grisly sight. Before her lay a small, recently deceased mouse. The owl raised one leg and extended a talon before gently nudging his grisly catch closer to her. She raised her head, eyes wide as she met his gaze. The owl looked right back at her expectantly for a moment before speaking.
"Eat, Miss Bubblehop."
Hannah furrowed her little fluffy brow and scrunched her nose up upon hearing this. She couldn't even look at that disgusting thing. It made her feel queasy.
"I'm not eating that thing," she stated indignantly with a vigorous shake of her head.
She may have even stomped her stompers a few times as well, such was the feeling of disgust that she felt for the entire situation. The owl tilted his head slightly, puzzled by her somewhat extreme reaction to his meal offering.
"Perhaps a juicy worm would be better, yes?"
Somehow, she managed to scrunch her face up even harder at this most recent suggestion.
"Is this really what owls ate? That's disgusting. How could they put that in their mouth, or beak, or whatever it is?
I'm not very hungry, actually. But thank you, she said, trying not to hurt the owl's feelings despite her expression clearly telling another story. Hannah wasn't telling the truth. She was actually quite hungry. But if her only two options were to eat a small dead animal or have the tummy rumblies, she'd happily choose the latter. Why don't you have it instead, Mr. Owl? With that, he lowered his head, and in one swift movement, the mouse was scooped up into his beak and quickly vanished, the creature's tail hanging loosely for a moment before also being swallowed. Hannah fought hard to stop herself from gagging. That might have been the worst thing she had ever seen, and if she lived to be 100, she would quite happily never like to see something like that again.
Right, Miss Bubblehop, I think we may be safe to continue our journey now.
Upon hearing this, Hannah felt a little nervous, but she trusted the owl and he had gotten her this far already, so if he said it was safe, that was good enough for her. Let's do this, she exclaimed. Moments later, though, she realised there may be a slight problem. She was a tiny bunny that was now stuck on the branch of a tree so high up that she could almost touch the sky. Getting back onto solid ground may prove tricky. Clearly, the owl was thinking the same thing as his large bright eyes scanned the branches below. What happened next would be a story the bunny would tell for years to come. The descent down the tree began in earnest with another owl speech about trust and how important it was that the bunny did exactly as instructed. Hannah, of course, nodded vigorously throughout before finally stepping towards the edge of her nice safe branch. Suddenly, the forest below didn't look so beautiful. It was so far away, and everything looked jagged and sharp. The fall would surely end badly, and if that were to happen, how could she share her epic tale of adventure with the others? There is a little known fact about fluffy bunny rabbits that few know. They may look small and delicate, timid and fearful, but deep down in their bellies, there burns a fire. They each and every one of them have a passionate desire for life. When presented with a situation others may run from, they will show just how tough they can be. This moment right here just so happened to be one of those times, stood on the edge of the branch so high above the forest floor. Hannah gritted her teeth and planted her thumpers, ready to do what was necessary. What then followed was a combination of little bounces to lower branches, followed by big daring hops to more solid footing. Ever so slowly, Hannah and the owl made their way further down the tree. It was a slow and measured descent, filled with danger, but her feathered friend never left her even once. He instead matched every single hop and bounce she made, never leaving her side. So far, it all seemed to be going well. Hannah's furrowed brow of concentration had even loosened a little as she began to find a rhythm. Just as she was starting to feel hopeful that they were almost on the ground, they came to a sudden and abrupt stop. They were so close to their goal, yet one more obstacle stood before them. There were no more branches to hop onto below, and the little rabbit was still too high to jump off. They had come so far, only to be defeated by the final hurdle. Both Owl and Bunny cast their eyes all around as they searched for a solution. If only I had wings like you, said Hannah with a sigh, while continuing her search for a way down. A clever idea, little one. The owl was now looking directly at Hannah, an idea clearly forming behind those large eyes of his. Hannah chuckled a little as the image of a rabbit with a large majestic wing popped into her thoughts. They'd probably be quite difficult to fit into the warren at bedtime, she thought, developing on this wonderful daydream. As she completed this thought, her eyes turned back towards her companion, who was now in a very odd position. He was leaning so far forward that his bristly belly fuzz was almost touching the branch, and his enormous wings were extended. The owl turned to face Hannah.
Climb onto my back, little one, and hold on tight. I will carry you down.
Hannah felt her mouth drop open.
Come of that, I know.
Both Owl and Bunny cast their eyes all around as they searched for a solution.
If only I had wings like you, said Hannah with a sigh while continuing her search for a way down. A clever idea, little one.
The owl was now looking directly at Hannah, an idea clearly forming behind those large eyes of his. Hannah chuckled a little as the image of a rabbit with large majestic wings popped into her thoughts. They'd probably be quite difficult to fit into the warren at bedtime, she thought, developing on this wonderful daydream. As she completed this thought, her eyes turned back toward her companion, who was now in a very odd position. He was leaning so far forward that his bristly belly fuzz was almost touching the branch, and his enormous wings were fully extended. The owl turned to face Hannah.
Climb onto my back, little one, and hold on tight. I will carry you down.
Hannah felt her mouth drop open. A mixture of fear and confusion swept across her face. She had already flown once today when the owl had saved her from that nasty fox. But that had all happened so quickly and their eyes were shut tight the entire time. What if she slipped and fell? What if something went wrong? This seemed somehow far more dangerous than anything they had done in their time together.
I'm afraid, Mr. Owl, we can find another way.
This is the only way, little one. Trust me, and I promise I will not allow you to fall.
She knew deep down that there were no other options. Even as she had said about finding another way, she knew that this had to happen. Slowly, Hannah hopped to her friend's side before gently climbing onto his back. He was much softer than she had imagined. Her little squish bean paws sank into his thick plumage, and under different circumstances, this would have been a super comfy place to take a nap. She nuzzled her head into his neck, the feathers tickling her delicate nose as she did so. No sooner had she found her spot than they were suddenly on the move. It was such an unusual feeling as they left the relative safety of the branch, suddenly gliding through the air as the forest floor fast approached. Hannah curled her little paws, holding on firmly as they continued their descent, albeit faster than she would have liked. She felt the owl tense as her grip tightened and suddenly remembered the bloodstain on the branch high above. Before she could react, they had landed with a thud. Hannah instinctively tucked her body in tight and rolled onto the soft, leafy bed that was now beneath her. The owl did not land in his usual graceful manner, however. Instead, he slid along the undergrowth on his belly, flipping and rolling before finally coming to a stop. They had made it. They were back in the ground. But instead of a feeling of excitement and joy, Hannah instead felt only concern for her friend. He was hurt, and that brief flight had only made things worse. He must have known that carrying her would be painful, yet still he did it. Hannah quickly bounced to her feet and rushed to his side, making sure he was all right. Was all that mattered now.
Mr. Owl, are you all right? Hannah exclaimed as she hurriedly hopped to his side. Before her lay the owl, leaves and twigs tangled in his previously well-preened feathers. He didn't look quite so majestic right now. Her friend began to stir, turning his head to look at the bunny while his eyes fought to focus. As he began to right himself, he staggered a little. Hannah quickly hopped close to his side, providing what little support she was able.
That did not go quite as planned, Miss Popplehop.
The bunny let out a small giggle as she shook her head. Hannah felt a sense of relief now that her winged friend was upright and talking. Without his guidance, she would be well and truly lost by now, but more than that, she had grown fond of him. The owl didn't have to be there, taking all these risks for a rabbit that he barely knew. She knew this, yet here he was, a little worse for wear, but still ready to help. Hannah nuzzled into the owl's soft chest feathers without even thinking about it. The bunny just wanted him to know how grateful she was for all the help he had provided, and as her twitching nose touched him, the owl understood completely and made no attempt to stop her. Nuzzling now complete, it was time to continue their journey toward home. There was a chill in the air now, and it wouldn't be long before the darkness of night crept into the forest. Still, the unlikely pair pressed on, each hop taking Hannah ever closer to her goal. They would make good progress, stopping occasionally to sniff and scan the surroundings. Hannah was really quite engrossed in her ever-changing surroundings, so much so that she failed to notice the owl had stopped moving ahead of her. She bumped into him with a gentle thud, quickly whipping her head forward to see why they were no longer moving. She looked up at her travelling companion expectantly.
"The night is coming, little one. We must find a nest for you to sleep."
Hannah never spent a night away from her family, let alone away from her cosy warren. The thought of it made her nervous.
"But I can keep going. I'm not even sleepy," she protested stubbornly, just before a large yawn escaped and betrayed the very words that she had just uttered.
The owl stared at her, unflinching and resolute in his decision.
"Fine, maybe I'm a little bit sleepy," she conceded before stomping her thumpers in annoyance.
Truth be told, she really was quite tired, and her feet were feeling ever so slightly achy after their long trip. Hannah stood on her hind legs and cast her gaze around them. There didn't appear to be a warren in sight, not even so much as a shallow hole for her to snuggle into.
"But there's nowhere for me to sleep, Mr. Owl."
The owl was looking around too. They had stopped at the side of an embankment. Soft, leaf-coated earth sloped upward, and a low-hanging branch provided at least a little cover.
"This will have to do for tonight, Miss Pupplehop. Let us gather some leaves to make you a bed."
Hannah knew there was no point in protesting. She had to just make do, and it would be yet another exciting tale to tell her family when she got home. With that, the pair began to pull the soft, crunchy leaves into a makeshift bed beneath that low-hanging branch. By the time they were finished, the bunny was definitely ready to lay her head down. The light of the sun had begun to dip out of sight, and a deep darkness was taking its place. The owl hopped up onto that low branch, while Hannah hopped in little circles as she flattened out the area where she would lay. She watched as the owl stood tall above her, his head swivelling from side to side as he scanned the forest around him. The bright greens and browns that had surrounded them throughout the journey so far were now replaced with varying shades of black, illuminated only by the light of the newly arrived moon overhead. Hannah closed her eyes tight and tried to imagine that she was back home, snuggled up beside her brothers and sisters. She missed them terribly and just wanted to hear her mother whisper, "Good night," before dreams took her. The forest sounded so different under darkness. Every creak and distant animal sound seemed so much louder. It felt much colder too, and try as she might, Hannah could just not fall asleep. She shivered, her flopsy ears twitching as she did so. She was desperately tired, but couldn't help opening her eyes every now and then just to check that her winged friend was still standing watch above her. Hannah let out a humph, frustrated at being cold, and maybe just a tiny bit afraid of her new surroundings. The owl turned his head, tilting it straight down to check on the bunny.
"Humph, I can't sleep, Mr. Owl. I don't like all these noises, and I'm so terribly cold."
The owl cocked his head slightly as he pondered this. Hannah shivered once more, her soft fur not yet thick enough to protect her from the night's chill. Seeing this, the owl knew exactly what he had to do. Hopping from his perch, he made his way down to the cold little bunny.
"Close your eyes, little one. I will keep you warm tonight."
And with that, Hannah suddenly found herself enveloped in the owl's large feathered wings. She instantly felt the warmth from her companion's body, and with that, the shivering stopped. She closed her eyes once more, now feeling much safer.
"Tell me a story. Where's your family?" Hannah said sleepily, eager to drown out the unknown forest noises.
The owl was quiet for a moment before answering softly, his voice
barely more than a whisper.
I come from very far away, little one. When I was young, my mother would cover me with her wings, much like what I do for you. She would tell us a tale of the moon and the sun, how they loved one another, but were kept forever apart.
The owl glanced down at the little bunny. Her eyes were now closed. Sleep had finally taken her.
Dream sweet, Miss Popplehap.